Dreamscape presents Culture Smart New Zealand by Sue Butler and Liliana Ortolia Baird, narrated by Peter Noble. Introduction. New Zealand, or Aotearoa, the land of the long white cloud, as it is known by the Maori population, is a land of myth and reality, contrast and contradiction. Rolling hills and glacial mountains, native bush and gentle farmland. Turquoise lakes, fast-flowing rivers, boiling mud and leaping geysers add drama to the landscape, as do its unique flora and fauna. New Zealand's culture is rich and diverse because of the numbers of people of different nationalities who have immigrated to the country. Britain's position as the main source country, which it held since early settlement in the 19th century, has been superseded variously in the intervening years by China, the Philippines, and India. It's still greatly influenced by its Maori heritage, and today it is recognised as part of New Zealand's identity. With this has come an increasing usage of Maori words and phrases in daily life. If you learn a few key words of Te Reo Māori, Māori language, your efforts will be appreciated. The New Zealanders are a friendly and welcoming people who will go the extra mile to help you without expecting anything in return. As a nation of immigrants, they themselves have blended to form a unique persona, the Kiwi, who is used to newcomers and will be happy to accept you at face value. Kiwis are usually polite, gentle off the playing field, trusting and honest. They're also unpretentious and are not impressed by airs and graces, preferring a more down-to-earth attitude. This comes from their roots in the early settler days, when men laboured long and hard to earn a crust and luxuries were few. A memory of those early times remains, particularly in rural areas and among the older generation who did not have it so easy. So you'll find that while Kiwis work to live and improve their lot, they don't need much to keep them content. Sir Edmund Hillary, brave and pragmatic, is repeatedly held up as embodying the spirit of New Zealand. He's quoted as saying, "In some ways, I believe I epitomize the average New Zealander. I have modest abilities. I combine those with a good deal of determination, and I rather..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?